Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast on Radio MD, Podcast Health, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you very much for doing it. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Roizen. Our guest today, since this is a bee segment, and the bees always have wonderful guests, is Connie Bennett, the author of I Blew My Diet, Now What? Before I get to there, I should tell you this is episode 1260B. The bees, as we said, are always the latest guest, and the A's, the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. The sponsors are forlongevity.com. Go to their website, forlongevity.com. Sign up for the free newsletter. And LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and, of course, Dye Rescue. Dye Rescue is associated with stopping the nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea and constipation symptoms that go with the GLP-1 drugs occasionally, especially when you change doses. Take the Dye Rescue 2 days before, the day of, and 2 days after you change doses, and you may find relief, as about 60 or 70% of people who've written in the blogosphere do. That's Dye Rescue. Connie, thanks for writing I Blew My Diet, Now What? There are a couple of things that are really interesting in the book. As you open it, you find a pledge. That is a reader's pledge, which I've not seen in other books that I can remember. Tell me about the reader's pledge and how you got to do that.
Well, I think what happens with a lot of people is they eat badly. And when I say the phrase, I blew my diet, I mean, you ate badly, you ate a bunch of carbs, processed carbs, I call it garbage, carb garbage, or you ate a bunch of sweets. And you're like, okay, I'm going to start again Monday. And that, a lot of times that Monday, of course, the next week, you're going through the exact same thing. So I just wanted to start with a pledge, like, so that you really think about, hey, I'm making a commitment and I'm going to change the way that I behave. And I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nutritionist, but I am a journalist and a former sugar sufferer. And so I know what works because I had my own sad story. So basically when you pledge it, hey, you're going to do it, it kind of gets you out of the gate in at a much faster pace.
So the pledge is to make that commitment.
Yes.
The other thing is you actually say, why does this serious transformational book contain quirky cartoons? We have cartoons in, as you know, in all the U-books, we add cartoons, and we have another U-book coming out. The Owner's Manual for Growing Older is our next book out, but it has cartoons in it too. So I've never thought I had to justify it, but you put them in there, a justification. So I was interested in that. But one of the things that you talk about is a Goal Power Plus, if I read that right. Tell us what the Goal Power Plus is, because I really do believe, I mean, as I read that chapter, I thought that's exactly what I do with my patients.
Okay, let me just backtrack really quickly so your audience knows where I come from. So basically, I ate cleanly for more than a decade. I wrote 2 books about sugar shock, beyond sugar shock. After my mom passed away, I blew my diet big time with carbs, carb garbage, garbage, as I call it. And I felt ashamed.
And you gained what? You said you gained 21 pounds.
I gained 21 pounds. I developed insulin resistance, a whole bunch of other health issues. And I was ashamed because I know better. And so I fell down the proverbial rabbit hole for about 5, 6, 7 months. And then I was ashamed. Shame played a big role. And shame drove me to discover, why do people blow their diets? Now, in my case, my mom had passed away. It was the most difficult year of my life. And I did what I call heartbreak binging. And I'd never done anything like that. And so then once I got some medical help and I reversed the insulin resistance and I was back to eating cleanly, but it took me a number of months. I then, because I'm a journalist and I've written two books about sugar, I became determined to discover, why do people eat so badly? In my case, it was because my mom had passed away. It was difficult. But then there's a whole bunch of other reasons that people eat badly. So when I talk about goal power, I am answering your goal power question. The first thing that you need to do is you need to discover why you ate badly. And I just call it why you blew your diet. So it could be the heartbreak binging. You're driven by grief. It could be that you had a difficult relationship. You're doing a type of relationship binging. You've undergone trauma. You're doing comfort crunching. And you could be doing caregiving chomping.
They seem to me to be largely in two categories. One is that sugar gets you as an addiction. And the second is that you're stressed by something.
Well, I came up with 21 reasons, so they actually fall into a whole bunch of different categories.
But if you look at it, you were tempted by fast, easy, convenient munchies. That's, if you will, the sugar. Your binge-watching prompted, that's stress. You craved and overate. I mean, it's two categories, although that you can break them down into many specifics. But the goal power is the key.
So once you know why you've blown your diet, then you can set your sights on, okay, who do I want to be? Do I really want to be this person who feels like powerless over junk foods? No, I want to be a person who has control, who decides that I'm going to change the way that I eat. And there's a lot of stress that people put on losing weight. And my emphasis is on eating to feel better, eating to be better, eating to have more energy, to be able to focus better. And of course, you talk a lot about how you can reverse your age and you can live longer. But if you eat better, you will live longer as well. And then once you are clear on what those goals are, willpower won't stand a chance around you. You won't need to have willpower because every time you put food into your mouth, you're going to be focused on what are your goals.
How important do you think environment is? In other words, I've always thought that if I bought a bag of cookies, I would, as my writing partner, Mehmet, said, once you have one, the others are calling you.
I looked into a lot of research and it's literally, you eat one and it can lead to more and it can lead to more. And that is why I'm not telling people what to eat, but I'm telling you, it's a heck of a lot easier when you don't eat those processed carbs and sweets. For me, that was my Achilles heel because here I am a sugar expert and I didn't eat sugar, but I was eating processed carbs like processed popcorn and chips. And I was lying to myself. I mean, come on, processed carbs quickly turn to sugar in your bloodstream. And I had to like relearn what I had learned years before.
Tell me about the FEASTS, F-E-A-S-T-S. What do those stand for?
Okay, so what I sought to discover, and I spent like 7 years on this book, what I sought to discover, because I understand who the readers are. I understand what it's like to blow your diet. I wanted to find fast, easy, awesome, simple, tried or tested strategies. So that's FEASTS. That could be done easily, but they had to be science-based. That was the whole thing. So after people discover why they blew their diet, then I introduce 3 weeks where I talk about different feasts that you can do. Now, I did have some fun with the word feast. I don't mean feasts in terms of anything that you eat. I mean feasts as in, yes, these fast, easy, awesome, simple, transportable tools, but you know, they're feasts. They're like, you have wonderful time.
And now one of the things that I think you do well in the book is you talk about having compassion for yourself.
Yes, that was a big one. I think that in talking with a lot of people and also in what I went through and looking at the research, we tend to beat up on ourselves just big time. And I'm not even going to use that language that we would use because, as one researcher said to me, you treat your dog better than you would yourself. So when you blow your diet, if you do, you need to give yourself compassion. And there's lots of research that shows that just being kind to yourself, it's like, God, you went through a really rough time. No wonder you ate badly. No wonder you packed on a bunch of weight. But just give yourself some kindness.
And there are a lot of recipes in the book. I didn't count them, and I didn't see a counting number. But in any case, I like the names. So there's Oodles of Zoodles and Koodles, which is zucchini and red bell pepper and shiitake noodles with some cilantro, cashews or almonds, and pea shoots, and an almond ginger turmeric dressing. And then there's also Shred Your Stress tahini ginger coleslaw. How did you happen to pick the names?
Okay, so I can't take credit for these recipes. I hired a culinary expert and nutritionist, and I gave her this really strict criteria that it has to be gluten-free, dairy-free, no agave, no sugar, no honey. I mean, so it's keto-ish. I call it Keto Mod, a modified keto plan. So she came up with these clever titles, and I helped her a little bit with the titles as well. But they're tasty. It's very, very tasty. For not having sugar, dairy, or honey, or any of that other stuff, it tastes amazing.
And I've got to ask you another question or two before we go away. What's your website, or where do people find out more information about you and the book?
Sure. My website is www.connieb.com, B as in boy.com. So it's CONNIEB.com.
So it's ConnieB.com. It's no difficult spelling of anything, ConnieB.com. And you can find out more about the book. The book obviously is on Amazon as well as your local independent bookstore. Tell me, Connie, if I was going to tell people one surprising thing about the book, as I've told them a number of them. In fact, the cartoons are fun. I think they get less fun as you get later on in the book. They're more fun earlier on in the book when I looked at the cartoons. but anyway, so during the stressful periods you wrote, the cartoons were, if you will, more quirky. But in any case, tell us one surprising thing other than the pledge and the cartoons.
I think what surprised me is that we have so many reasons why we may eat badly. And that knowledge then paves the way for you to triumph over your challenges. And once you know why you ate badly, then you can move on to success.
We often talk about the GLP-1s on
yes. This
program, on the A segment. So this is what to do before the GLP-1s or to avoid the GLP-1s.
Yes. I mean, I think they're definitely useful for a lot of people. But yes, I would encourage people to try other techniques. And what I sought to do in I Blew My Diet Now What was to make things easy for people. I want to end with one really, really quick, simple process. I call it the Hug, Hum, Rock relief process. And so
say it again, which process?
It's called the Hug, Hum, Rock relief process. And so you're in a grocery store or you're in a movie theater. That's how I started it. It was before I went into the movie theater. I knew that I was going to go in there. I was going to be like Pavlov's dog, see popcorn, eat popcorn. And instead, I sat in my car and I put my arms around myself. I turned on some music and I started hugging and humming. And I don't know, you know, fondling myself or whatever.
She's rocking back and forth now.
Yes, I'm rocking back and forth and I have my arms around myself. And then I'm kind of patting my head and
hug, hum, rock process.
Hug, hum, rock relief process. I began it because I was tired of binging. I wanted to take control. And I was like, Connie, you're smart. You got to be able to figure this out. So I did it before I went into the movie theater where I had usually been eating a big monster sized popcorn. I did the hug, hum, rock relief process in my car. And darn it, I never had popcorn since then. None of that crappy popcorn. And then I went back to the drawing board.
Yeah, we should say that popcorn that's airblown is fine.
This was movie popcorn with like chemicals and dyes. But after that, I then found all the research that points to the benefits of hugging and humming and touching yourself. And what I basically was doing was I was combining all of those tactics. So it's a very, very fun process. You can literally do it anytime you're tempted. You can even do it in front of other people. They don't have to know what you're doing as you're kind of swaying and hugging yourself. And it's just a really fun way to triumph over temptation, because we are going to be tempted by temptation.
That's wonderful. The book is I Blew My Diet, Now What? The website, ConnieB.com. Thanks very much, Connie. And Connie Bennett is her name, but ConnieB.com is the website. We're brought to you as usual. This is 1261B. The B's are great guests like Connie B, but we're brought to you by Dye Rescue, Truebiotics, and Bovine Colostrum, made by LiceFirstNaturals.com, and by Longevity.com. Go to those two websites, LiceFirstNaturals.com and ForYoungevity.com, to see how valuable they are. At ForYoungevity, you can sign up for the free newsletter. At LiceFirstNaturals, you can see the randomized double-blind controlled studies that show the benefit of their products. Thanks, Luke, for engineering. Thank you, especially our listeners, for downloading us. Tell your friends about us. Feel free to rate us. Thanks very much. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too.